with BookBeat. I'm Don Swaim.
Oh, John. Marcia. John Marcia.
Comedian satirist Stan Freberg in one of his record hits of the 1950s. Freberg says he was pursued by a book editor to write a memoir.
So I said, why do you want me to do a memoir? And he said, I don't know, I thought maybe you could do kind of a funny Iacocca.
The result is It Only Hurts When I Laugh, in which Stan Freberg, son of a Lutheran minister, tells what it was like growing up as a child of radio.
According to my mother, there was a table model Philco dragged into the California Lutheran Hospital by a nurse who hated to miss young Dr. Malone. So I was born then between the NBC chimes and a Rinso commercial, which makes me a Leo, with Lever Brothers as my rising sign.
Freeberg's uncle was a security guard at CBS in Hollywood and would bring Stan discarded radio scripts.
I took these scripts and went out in the garage, and I would play all the parts in the Jack Benny Show. And my only audience was my rabbits and my guinea pigs out there. There was no applause in the garage theater, just the gentle crunching of lettuce leaves.
But real audiences were to come for Stan Freberg, who in 1957 replaced Jack Benny on CBS radio.
Stan Freberg,
boom, boom.
The foaming comedian,
boom, 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 boom.
Floats the jokes right down the drain.
Boom, 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 boom.
It Only Hurts When I Laugh by Stan Freberg was published by Times Books. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Okay, the following is a concluding musical bridge for part one of Stan Freberg, should this piece ever be redone if the book comes out in paperback.
That's not exactly what I had in mind.
Stan Freberg,
boom, boom.
The foaming comedian,
boom, 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 boom.
Floats the jokes right down the drain.
Boom, 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 boom.
With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Comedian Stan Freberg.
Well, it took so long to open the show that it's just time to say thank you for being with us, and good night, everybody!
In his memoir, It Only Hurts When I Laugh, Stan Freberg tells of hopping the bus for Hollywood right after he graduated from high school and tracking down a talent agent.
And she said, "Dear Lord, please help this young man, Stan, what was your last name again?" Freberg, I said, straightening it out for the Lord. Help him to get work in the entertainment business in some way. In Jesus' name, amen.
The 18-year-old Freberg landed a job at Warner Brothers doing voices and imitations for cartoons. But that job and radio acting were interrupted by the Army, where Freberg was assigned to the kitchen, baking bread.
All people in radio should bake bread for a while. I learned how to make an omelet for 2,000 men.
In 1949, Freberg and actor Dawes Butler were hired by director Bob Clampett as puppeteers on a live TV show called Time for Beanie. One day, the cue cards fell over.
I had Cecil the Sea Serpent slam through cardboard wall, and when he came back in, one nostril had fallen off. So he said, "I've gained a laugh and lost a nostril." And Dawes ad-libbed. He said, "Don't worry about it, Cease. We'll just have to go down and make a withdrawal at the nostril bank." Clampett came roaring around the set, and he says, "Boys, boys, please stick to this script."
Later, Stan Freberg became a recording star, and something even worse.
An advertising man!
Creator of the line, "Today the pits, tomorrow the wrinkles." Stan Freberg's It Only Hurts When I Laugh was published by Times Books. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Okay, here's the advertising man bit by Stan Freberg, which can be reused if this book ever comes out in paperback for a new concluding tag.
"But little do they know of that nameless terror with which I live. That unspeakable thing that turns me when the sun is full into an advertising man!"
With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. In the 1950s, comedian Stan Freberg became a recording star.
"Oh, yes! I'm the great Freebie."
"They never let me name all the animals."
"Yes, I know, but we don't need
let
that."
"Let me get to the sheep."
"Well, that doesn't make any difference."
"Well, it makes a difference to the sheep."
In his memoir, It Only Hurts When I Laugh, Stan Freberg tells about his battle with the CBS radio censor, outrage because Freberg had the audacity to poke fun of Las Vegas.
"Because I did this, they were everything was on red alert after that, you know. Watch Freberg. Freberg is coming on."
"I am the censor from the Citizens Radio Committee."
"You mean you plan to stop me every time I do something that you think is wrong?"
"I'll just sound my little horn like this."
Freeberg went on to produce award-winning radio and TV commercials. Strangely, the advertising world was resistant to such funny Freeberg lines as, "Who put 8 great tomatoes in that itty-bitty can?"
They couldn't understand how humor could possibly sell anything because it sounded too much like entertainment. We're not selling the Holy Grail here, you know. It's a box of prunes or a can of tomato paste.
David Merrick moved to turn Freeberg's record album, The United States of America, into a Broadway show, but it all fell apart.
The end came when David Merrick came to me and said, "Stan," I said, "Yes." He said, "Take Lincoln out of the Civil War. He doesn't work."
Funny man Stan Freeberg's It Only Hurts When I Laugh was published by Times Books.
All right, hold it, you guys. This is a rhythm and blues number. You gotta be careful or somebody liable to understand what you're singing about.
With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.